klolo shel davar. We're up to that paragraph that starts klolo shel davar. I don't know. Here there's no numbers or whatever. It's in chovas ha'adam bi'olamo. Klolo shel davar ha'adam lo nivra bavur matzava b'olam hazeh.
Bottom of page 10 in the green one.
Okay. This one. Perek Aleph. It's probably the middle of the Perek somewhere. Klolo shel davar. Ha'adam lo nivra bavur matzava b'olam hazeh. Bottom line, general rule is that man was not created for his, as an end, as this world being the end of the purpose of his creation. The purpose of creation is not this world. The purpose of creation was for the sake of Olam Haba. However, this world is very important because it is the means to reach that end. In order to get to the purpose of Olam Haba, you need to utilize this world. Okay, Timsum Amori Chazal Rabim Kulam B'Signon Echad. Therefore, we find many metaphors, Mishalim of Chazal, that point to this idea. For instance, Midamim HaOlam Hazeh LeMakom Uzman HaChana compares Olam Hazeh to the place and time of preparation. VeHaOlam Haba LeMakom HaMenucha VaAchilas HaMuchan Kvar. And Olam Haba to the place where you benefit from what you did in this world, that's where you rest, and you benefit from the results of what you did in this world, and you eat the profit of what you prepared in this world. The Humash Amru, and that's what we find in various Midrashim, the following metaphors. Olam Hazeh Domo LeProzdar. This world is like a preparation room to a castle. Today you do the mitzvahs, tomorrow you get the reward, meaning the next world. Or, person who prepares on Friday eats on Shabbos. You prepare in this world is like Friday, and Shabbos is Olam Haba. Ha'olam hazeh dom b'li'abosha, the ha'olam haba li'yam. This world is like the dry land, the next world is like the sea. You prepare your boat on the dry land, you have what to eat in the sea. You don't prepare your boat on the dry land, then the boat is empty in the sea. There's nowhere to prepare it in the sea. From the Sizan Sharm, it seems like they basically are all saying the same thing in different words. We already explained the Medrash in Keheles Rabbah in one way. I want to explain it tonight a different way. And maybe some of you have different ideas. Maybe even give a possible third idea, which I haven't yet completed. I remember once saying it, and I don't remember exactly. I couldn't find it. And so I have a vague idea of what I said, but I'm not sure. But I have another idea I want to present. The Medrash in Keheles says, if you remember, with the two Rishayim that were partners in crime, and one of them wanted to do tshuva now in Gan Eden, in Gehenim, and the Malach told him it's too late. And he gave him three examples, right? Didn't you know the world you came from was like Erev Shabbos? The world you're in now is like Shabbos. You didn't prepare on Erev Shabbos, tough luck, you can't do it on Shabbos. Don't you know the world you came from was like the dry land, and the world you're in now is like the sea? You should have prepared your boat with supplies on the dry land, but now you set sail with an empty boat, you can't supply it in the sea. And didn't you know the world you came from is like the yishuv, like the city? The world you're in now is like the desert. If you didn't prepare yourself in the city, you can't survive in the desert. It's too late now to get the survival kit. That was the three metaphors, and we asked then why the necessity for three metaphors, right? I'm sure they're all basically saying the same thing. And besides that, there's a fourth metaphor in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that this world is compared to a preparation room to a castle. Prepare yourself in the preparation room, go into the castle. So we explained already many, many weeks ago, one idea in why there was necessary three metaphors and why it wasn't mentioned, the one in the Mishnah. Basically, it was the metaphor of the Mishnah is exactly the Torah philosophy, meaning this world is like a preparation room to a castle. There is no other purpose to this world than preparing for Olam Haba. Nothing. There's nothing that a person does in this world that's for the sake of this world. That's the real Torah Hashkafa. Nothing. Eating, drinking, everything. Social, political, everything has one purpose. Do it in a way that'll prepare you for Olam Haba. That doesn't mean that you sit here and say Tillim all day and prepare for Olam Haba. It means that every single thing, the Chol Drochecho Do'eil, everything a person does, he should do with in mind, how is this going to prepare me, right, prepare my Olam Haba. That is the Torah Hashkafa, that's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. But the Malach knew that this person had no clue to that idea. So he didn't mention that to him. That was beyond his vistas. So he said to him, at least maybe you could have understood something different. Maybe in your mind, this world was like Erev Shabbos, and the next world was like Shabbos. Not the same metaphor. Not everything you do Erev Shabbos is for the sake of Shabbos. You eat breakfast Erev Shabbos, nothing to do with Shabbos. You go to work Erev Shabbos, nothing to do with Shabbos. But the majority of the day, qualitatively and quantitatively, is preparing for Shabbos. Maybe that was your understanding. This world has some intrinsic value to itself, but the main thing should be preparing for Olam Haba. Why didn't you prepare? And even if that you didn't understand, and like the dry land and the sea, they're both important. The dry land, you do a lot of things on the dry land. You can do a lot of things in the sea. They're not necessarily one for the sake of the other alone. But they're equal. If you're going to set sail, you better prepare your boat. So you knew one day you're going to set sail. You're going to have to go out of this world to another world. Why didn't you prepare? And even if that you didn't understand. And in your mind, this world was the city. This is it. And the next world in your mind was a desert. Meaningless. Desolate. But you knew one day you're going to be forced to go into the desert. Why didn't you prepare a survival kit? And if you didn't believe there's another world, then there's no reason why you should be in it. So we're assuming that the person has believed, but it wasn't important to him. It was a desert. But even if it was a desert, you should have prepared a survival kit. That's the way we explained it before. I have another way of explaining it now. And that's the following. There are different ways of utilizing this world to create the world to come. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos speaks about a preparation room to a castle. There you don't prepare things. You prepare you. You comb your hair, take a haircut, get dressed, washed, right, makeup, whatever it is that you need, right, put on the right clothing. You're not preparing things, you're preparing you. The highest level of using this world for preparation for Olam Haba is transforming yourself into the kind of person that's an Olam Haba person. Elevating your neshama to transform it into a person who has a connection, a close association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're more godlike. The change is in you. You're preparing yourself. That's the highest level. Same thing we said. The Malach didn't bother to tell this Russia that. That was beyond his comprehension. Then there's another level. Level down. It's not that you transform yourself by what you do in this world to be a totally different person. Right? Elevate your level. Right? But you prepare like you prepare for Shabbos. There, you're not preparing you, you're preparing things. However, it's a high level of preparation. How so? It's not just mitzvahs. Shabbos, you can prepare the same meal. If you eat it on Friday, it's a regular meal. If you save that meal you prepared on Friday for Shabbos, it's Shabbos. It's only Shabbos, a mitzvah. That is, I'm not transforming me directly. But by doing things with the right intention, I am indirectly preparing myself for the world to come. And I can do that with everything. I can prepare everything in this world, my eating, my drinking, or whatever, do it with the right intention, and I will have transformed the things in this world to things that will give me Olam Haba in the next world. But everything. Just like anything, you can make Shabbos stick if you save it for Shabbos, and it's plain if you eat it on Friday or use it on Friday. But the place to do it is on Friday. If you do it for the sake of Shabbos and save it for Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos stick. Then there's a level down. That's like putting your boat and supplying it. That is specific things that you need for the ocean voyage. It's not everything that you can use on the ocean. Specific things that you need. Those are Torah and mitzvahs. It's not transforming everything in this world and making it something that will be relevant to Olam Haba, right? Auspicious to Olam Haba. But it's specific. Mitzvahs, not doing Averas, doing mitzvahs, specific mitzvahs, eating matzah, not eating your breakfast every day, but at least eating matzah, right? Listening to shofar, right? To being a nice person to your neighbor, and so on. Those are the things that supply your boat for the trip. Things you'll need over there that you can't do there. But it's not the same thing as preparing for Shabbos. It's a step down. Finally, the third thing is, if you don't do any of these things, you don't transform yourself. You don't arm yourself with everything that you did in this world is transformed into Olam Haba. You didn't even take the baggage that you need for Olam Haba. So you're a person who's going to be in Olam Haba in a situation where you didn't bring anything that will make Olam Haba meaningful. Not only won't it be meaningful, it'll be a desert. It'll be oppressive. To be in Olam Haba without the right kelim, the Olam Haba itself becomes Gehenna. Okay? An example. Okay? It's not really the way that it is, but it's, I think it's a good example. Somebody who in this world got used to learning Torah, and he likes it, enjoys learning Torah. He appreciates it. So if Olam Haba is sitting and learning Torah, it's going to be great for him. Wow, another shiur, another thing, and this is really opens up my vistas. This really is something that I enjoy. But somebody who never got a taste for learning Torah, right? Learning Torah was a drag. It's oppressive. The whole idea of learning Torah was in a classroom, and he couldn't wait to get out of it, and it was torture. So he goes to Olam Haba with that, and the whole day he's going to sit and learn Torah. It's Gehenna. It's torture. He hasn't acquired a taste to make that something that is enjoyable. To him, it's oppressive. So the Olam Haba, if you're not prepared for it, the Olam Haba itself becomes Gehenna. That's the idea. That's what the Malach told him. Now you're in the desert. And if you don't have the survival kit, the desert is oppressive. So the desert for you, the Olam Haba, that for your friend is enjoyment, is Gan Eden. For you, it's Gehenna. I think that's an interesting idea. The other idea is the following. That, and he hints to it, some of the examples are preparing yourself, similar to what we said just now. That's the Mishnah. Then there's preparation in time. This is the time of the Erev Shabbos. Olam Haba is the time of Shabbos. Then there's the preparation of place. This is the place for this kind of preparation. Olam Haba is a different kind of place. Right? The reason why you can't prepare in Olam Haba and have to do it in this world, because the place is not conducive. The time is not conducive. The person is not conducive. Three different things. Preparation of the person, time, place, and I'm not sure, that's why I didn't want to say it, what the last thing is. The Yishuv and the Midbar. Maybe circumstance. Okay, there's person, time, place, circumstances. I guess that's what the fourth one was, but I couldn't figure it out, so that's why I can't say it 100%. But those are the reasons for the different metaphors, and there's what to elaborate on each one. Anybody have any different idea or whatever?
The last one, in the context, it's a different type of living.
Okay, that's circumstances.
Context.
Yeah, the Malach, who was appointed over Gehenna, when the guy said, look, I'll do tshuva now, get me out of here. So the Malach told him, sorry, it's a little late, you can't do tshuva now. Tshuva you should have done before you got here. Right, that's the Koheles Rabbah. It's a Medrash in Koheles Rabbah. And the Pasuk, Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon. There are certain things that are crooked and can't be corrected. Once you get to Olam Haba, you can't correct what you didn't do in this world. You should have done it here. Yes?
Isn't this whole concept, though, of, like, doing everything for Olam Haba, doesn't that take away from the doing things lishma? Like,
okay, I think we discussed that. Yeah. We asked that if the whole purpose of this world is for the sake of Olam Haba, isn't that against the Mishnah that you shouldn't do things amanas l'kabel pras? So we said a few answers. One answer is that since the whole purpose of creation, God's purpose of creation, was to shower his goodness of Olam Haba on us, then there's nothing wrong with wanting to do it for that purpose, of doing it because that's God's will. And we differentiated between doing it because I want to enjoy Olam Haba, or because I want to fulfill God's will, who wants me to enjoy Olam Haba. We compared it to enjoying Shabbos. God wants you to enjoy Shabbos. So you enjoy the challah. Why are you enjoying the challah? Because it's a mitzvah to enjoy it, or because it tastes good? Same enjoyment. Question is, are you enjoying it because it's a mitzvah to enjoy, or are you enjoying it because it tastes good? If it's just because it tastes good, that's an ulterior motive. If you're doing it because it's a mitzvah to do it, that's fine. That's a shem mitzvah. The mitzvah is to enjoy it. Otherwise, let me finish thinking. Another answer we gave is that the Rambam says even to do mitzvahs for the sake of Olam Haba is not ava. That's not the highest level. So, this Shabbos we said an answer from Rabbi Yosef David from Salonika, that he says, what's it called, that what the Rambam means is that I want the physical material things in this world for the sake of Olam Haba. But I want the physical material things, that's not the ideal. But if I'm doing it totally for Olam Haba, nothing to do with the physical material things in this world, that even the Rambam holds is okay. And the idea is, I'm not doing it for the enjoyment of Olam Haba. I'm doing it because that is the purpose. I understand that there's the purpose of why God created me is to enjoy Olam Haba. And I'm doing it for that purpose. I'm not doing it for the enjoyment. I'm doing it for that purpose. That's the idea. The enjoyment will come by itself. That's the distinction. But really, if a person has in mind that he wants to fulfill God's will, and God's will in creation was to give us Olam Haba, and I want to do what I can in this world to get Olam Haba to fulfill God's will, that's perfectly l'shem shamayim. Okay.
Is being grateful for what is in your life that gives you pleasure, is that part of
it? Yeah, because being grateful to who? Right? In other words, if we said this already, that part of the way of using this world for the sake of Olam Haba is recognizing the goodness that God gives you, and through that, recognizing God. So, by enjoying myself in this world, and recognizing who's the source of that goodness, I'm promoting my Olam Haba by recognizing God through the goodness that He gave me in this world. That is one of the ways. And that's the brachos we said. We said it on Shabbos HaGadol. There are basically three kinds of brachos that bring a person to Ava, Nira, Meya brachos. They're split into three kinds. Birchas HaTorah is the Av Tipus, the example of all Birchas HaMitzvahs. Through Torah, Mitzvahs, I recognize and come to Yerushalayim. The second kind is Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaNehenin, brachos of personal pleasure and benefit. That I recognize the goodness of God and recognize Him through that. And Birchas Shevach Vahodah are basically brachas on nature. Through nature I come to appreciate the Rabbanu Shalom. So those are the three ways that a person can use this world in a way that he brings himself to Olam Haba. By recognizing the Rabbanu Shalom through Torah and Mitzvahs, through nature and through all of the good things that he benefits in this world, because of the Rabbanu Shalom wanted us to be able to have this world and benefit from it for the sake of Olam Haba.